Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Third down and 10 at the 13. Drops back. Arches a pass down the near side. Broken up at the 5-yard line. Beautifully timed by Roby Coleman.
I thought it was for a split second, but, you know, Darrell got up. You know, when I got up, he said incomplete. So, you know, I just was like, thank you. Like,
you said for a split second you thought it was going to get called on?
Yeah,
you?
Yeah.
And why was that?
Because I didn't look back at the ball.
Uh-huh.
I didn't play the ball. If I would have played the ball, then it would have been a different story. But since I just went straight to him, and when I seen his hands go up and I hit him, I just heard the crowd go crazy, and I was like, oh, this is a flag. And then I got up, he said incomplete. I was like,
So what do you say?
And then the ref said, like, a low-key was a tip. Like, it was, like, tip. So I was just like, okay, cool. Like,
so what do you say to all those Saints fans who said that flag should have been called? If it was, they could have run out the clock.
Hey, Saints fans, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. You heard what the ref said. The ref said it was incomplete. Respect the call.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's get out to Andrew Brandt. He, of course, columnist with Monday Morning Quarterback, Sports Illustrated. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you as always.
Well, we appreciate it. And, you know, we are debating whether or not there needs to be a major rule change, whether or not there needs to be something different in terms of assuring that a play like the blown call at the end of the Saints-Rams game does not occur again. And you don't want to overreact, but my goodness gracious, you had two infractions on the same call, and neither of them were called. So I don't know how you don't overreact a little bit.
Yeah, you have to overreact. I mean, this was an egregious call. I know there are a lot of calls in every game, but the fact is, if it's called, the Saints are in the Super Bowl and not the Rams. And that's a tough pill to swallow for not only Saints fans, but football fans, because the hallmark of any league is competitive balance and integrity. Those are the mantras you have to live by, and it's a little surprising we really haven't heard a statement from the league. But listen, here's the drill. I've seen this so many times, 10 years in the league with the Packers and following it for so long. The outrage, the emotion of the moment we're in right now, is going to fade. It always does. And by the time the competition committee meets in March in some sun-soaked location before the owners meet, we're going to have kind of a sterile environment where they kind of look at it and say, you know, pass interference review, nah. It's going to be too hard, too much time. It's too bad. People felt bad about it in January, but, you know, let's go get dinner. You know, I just don't think it's going to be the moment that it is now, and that's what always happens with these things.
That's where the urgency has to come in. You're right, Andrew, and I think great column on SI.com where you state and you bring up this point. It's a good one. It's one clear answer is an upgrade in technology and innovation, and you ask a valid question. Why can't the NFL determine contact in this example alone? Why can't the NFL develop some sort of technology that determines contact with the receiver prior to the football arriving to him?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I bring up. We can talk about human error till the cows come home. It's going to be there. It is in sports. I talked about turning over to Australian Open, which I've been watching, and any tennis tournament. A player challenges it, and within seconds, you have microscopic accuracy of ball placement. In football, ball placement is determined by an older guy running in from 20 yards away saying this is where he stopped. And if you really have a question, it's two older guys carrying sticks with a chain. You know, we're talking about a $15 billion business. And when think of it, listeners, when is the last technological innovation you've seen from the NFL? Maybe pylon cam? I mean, and the fact is the networks are outpacing the league. The networks are showing you the league's wrong. And if the league had this sort of chip technology and pads and balls, we could overcome human error. And I know it's not as simple as we're talking about it. But listen, the league's making deals with Twitter and Amazon. I worked for Amazon this fall on Thursday Night Football. But they're not translating those deals into innovation. That's what needs to happen.
And you know, we were talking about it earlier, Andrew, this idea of, like, you know, what plays are challengeable, which ones aren't. And there was a clear face mask on the quarterback down 6:43 left. He might have scored on that play, or they certainly would have had a new set of downs from the two. I guess part of what we were deciding, and I really believe this, one of the reasons they don't want to add more challenge flags or use more technology is they don't want to slow the pace of the game. The game needs to keep it going. Why not let them have a challenge on – use a challenge flag for any play, any play. The pick play, that play in the other game that we're talking about now where there's two violations or – But they have to use a challenge flag to get it, any play. And then you would have your normally officiated game, and maybe guys would keep a flag in their hip pocket. Maybe the game would move faster, but you could possibly solve that problem.
Well, we can get the game to move faster a lot of ways. It's a 200-minute product for an 11 minutes of action, and most of the reason for that is just constant commercials. And you know, soccer, EPL has figured out how to do it without commercials, and they make a ton of money. So there are a lot of ways to do that. Listen, I think the problem we're going to have is the competition committee, including Sean Payton, will sit there and talk about, should we make pass interference reviewable? And then they're going to say, okay, so we're going to determine jostling down the field is more the offense or the defense, or should it be, can you call it? Yes. Can you not call it? Yes. I mean, these are going to be the issues we come up with. And everyone says, well, Sean Payton's on the committee. Well, Sean Payton can't change what just happened. So Sean Payton's probably not going to vote for it because, you know, going forward, he's probably going to be on the good end of that.
Right.
So I just don't see things changing.
So, Andrew, you mentioned the league has not made a statement on this, and I wonder if you think that's a sign of them trying harder to study this or ignore it. And if Roger Goodell were to craft a statement or to face the microphones, what would you advise him to say?
Well, I think it may be intentional because already, I'm sure your talk show, we're moving on to Brady, Belichick, Sean McVay, you know, and this is perfect time for the NFL because Super Bowl talk is going to take over. And you know, the NFL has learned through Ray Rice and Deflate. I mean, it's always something new. So this, too, will pass. In terms of what to say is maybe it's just what we're talking about. We live in a game of human error. And we have, because they told Sean Payton's not going to keep that hidden. They told him they screwed up. So that's out there. So, you know, we'll discipline the official and we'll move on. And we know that in many, you know, and maybe not mention the face mask, but just that these things happen throughout the game. And unfortunately, it's an imperfect game. I mean, that's basically what Sean McVay's comments were. And that's basically what the NFL's comments, I think, will be.
I'd be curious. I mean, the commissioner has deftly avoided the subject. Now, he will be available the Friday before the Super Bowl. And at that point, I would imagine he'll be asked some questions about it, but I'll be just curious to see how he ducks them because I doubt he'll actually say anything of substance on that particular issue.
Yeah, and you know, I've gone to these pre-Super Bowl press conferences for many years, and they've changed, guys. They have become much more scripted, rehearsed, and he knows the questions going in.
Yeah.
And there'll be a planted question about a kid, and there'll be a planted question about Mexico, and a planted question about London. So I think we know, he knows what questions will come up, and they'll have a very scripted answer for this.
And this year it's on Wednesday. They moved it again back to Wednesday this year, so he can get the scripted questions 2 days earlier this year. You know, Andrew, when you look and you talk about how the NFL needs to embrace technology, I think it's a great point and everybody understands that. How might the, you know, sports gambling being legalized across the country in more states maybe hasten that, or will that have any impact at all on what goes on in terms of the league embracing technology?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I've covered this for many years, and no one in the NFL thought the Supreme Court would rule as it ruled, because they'd won at all levels for 6 years and they lost. And I was at that Supreme Court hearing and I said, the NFL is going to lose. And they did. And what it means is we've got state by state, as everyone knows, it's not federal. But state by state or federal, it's legal. It is legal according to the United States Supreme Court. So they've got to embrace that. And of course, they put a team in Vegas. Now, integrity, as I started the segment, that's the key phrase here. So in order to protect that, I think technology is going to be key, because now you can, you know, how many people are thinking what you don't want to be thinking about that line judge, you know, right now in the Saints game. So you've got to embrace technology to make it more objective. Listen, the key in all sports to me, the number one challenge, it's not concussions. It's not Anthem. The number one challenge for the NFL, how to attract and maintain younger viewers. That's it. That's their entire challenge. And what younger viewers want is shorter products and data and info and access and analysis and analytically. So I just think gambling is it's a perfect storm for gambling, because fantasy proved it. People embrace daily fantasy. So this is what the NFL's challenge is, and it's all pointing to what I said, which is you got to improve technology. You got to get more innovation. You got to match. You got to match what gambling data is going to do, and that's going to be imperative.
We'll let you go, Andrew. Just on the way out, it's a copycat lead. We're certainly seeing guys, you know, here in Chicago, we got a young offensive-minded head coach in Matt Nagy, who, you know, is kind of a McVay type. You see Matt LaFleur hired now in Green Bay, and, of course, Kingsbury in Arizona. Where does it end? And does it take one of these guys failing before this changes, or is there a marketplace inefficiency in terms of the way offenses are adapting to college rules?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a trend or it's happening. You know, 13 years ago, I was part of the group that hired Mike McCarthy, and our finalists were Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton up in Green Bay, and we were dazzled by their offensive minds. And ultimately chose Mike. He had a little more familiarity with Green Bay, having coached there before. So that seems to be, you know, in vogue again. I don't know. You know, listen, the Jets called me, and we had a long talk about Mike McCarthy. And then Peyton Manning called him about Adam Gase. So I guess my recommendation was a lot. But it's interesting because, you know, what's hot may not be what's right, and we'll see. Right. We'll see, right? So I just think this has to be proven out. I think that stat that Doug Peterson, who was the least celebrated hire 2 years ago, or maybe 3 years ago, sorry, is the only one standing from that group, seven of them. So that just shows you how much turnover we got.
Great stuff, Andrew. Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Take care, guys.
Andrew Brandt, always a joy to talk to him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.